When professional basketball holds its annual draft tonight in New York, a handful of high school players will be among those vying for a contract. And they could be the last crop of high school-age stars to jump straight from there to the NBA. Under a new rule agreed to by the NBA and its players' union, players would have to be 19 and 1 year removed from high school before they entered the draft. We're joined now by sports journalist Ian O'Connor. He's been tracking one high school player who was picked in last year's draft. Good morning.
How are you, Steve?
Doing fine, thanks. Now, this new age rule doesn't take effect before next June, but what effect do you think it will have on the NBA?
Well, I think the effect that David Stern wants to have on the NBA is a more appealing product for his customer. The perception of an older, more mature league, he believes, will ease the disconnect he sees between the player and the fan.
And David Stern, the NBA commissioner, is responding to years of concerns about high school players being brought into the NBA, isn't he?
David Stern obviously feels that this is what the average fan wants. I disagree with that. I don't think there's any outcry for the age requirement, but he thinks it's good for business, and that's why it's getting done.
Now, you wrote a book about one of last year's draft picks, Sebastian Telfair, who went right from high school to the NBA.
Well, he was a child prodigy discovered in fourth grade by a scouting service, ranked the number one fourth grader in America. And agents and billion-dollar sneaker companies had buzzed about this kid from junior high on. He was 5'11", playing a game dominated by 7-foot men, and trying to become the first small player ever to jump from high school to the pros. And here's a kid who told me that he knew more friends shot and killed in his neighborhood than he could count. In fact, last year, during his senior year at Lincoln High School in Brooklyn, two of his acquaintances were shot dead right outside of his apartment door. So when he had a chance to earn $18 million from Adidas out of high school and another $7 million from the Portland Trailblazers, who drafted him in the first round, I just thought that was the perfect case study in this debate and why I think the age requirement is not fair when a kid like that can really change his whole family's life, get them out of the projects. I think he deserves to have that opportunity.
The fear, I suppose, is that a very young kid is going to be exploited, have his life steered the wrong way, and while some will be very successful, some may simply be ripped off. How did Telfair handle all the many people who wanted a piece of him?
Very well. I mean, for a kid, a teenager, to be able to sort of negotiate this maze of agents and sneaker companies and coaches and recruiters, he did it with a lot of grace and dignity. I did see him break down and sob the day that he committed to the University of Louisville to play basketball for Rick Pitino, which, of course, he never did. And he broke down in his athletic director's office in the high school and just said the pressure had gotten to him. That was the one and only time in following him for a year I saw him actually act his age. Otherwise, he pretty much handled it like a 30-year-old NBA veteran would.
Isn't it true, though, that there are other high school stars who end up with nothing out of this process or end up with a ruined life?
Oh, absolutely, Steve. There are cautionary tales, and I think Sebastian Telfair was a solid B student in high school. He did qualify academically for a scholarship to the University of Louisville. I do think these kids have to have a plan B and a fallback position. Sebastian did, but again, given his circumstances and the kind of environment he was trying to get his family and himself out of, he had no choice but to take the $25 million that was offered to him out of high school.
Ian O'Connor is a columnist for USA Today and author of The Jump, Sebastian Telfair, and the High Stakes Business of High School Ball. Thanks very much.
My pleasure, Steve.